We're holding on the sugya of chafifa. The last act before you do tefillah for a nido to the mikvah. The makor of this inyan is we have a gemara of a kama and a pei beis. We get down 10 tikkunos from Ezra. One of them, the 8th one, is the isha should be chafefes v'tefelas. In fact, the gemara, hakami es takona ais deraisa. We have a pasuk rochas es besorei b'mayim. Shavani chatzitza between the boss and the mayim. Es besoro, sometimes tofel, a case of sar over here. The more answers, the raiso, the case over here be only iyun. Because maybe you have nats over there, or maybe you have a case of mir, it's a case of chatzitza. They have come Ezra the second in of chafifo. The second makar, the in of chafifo. Kamalang rovo, and nidon of samagvov, he says, Yisha'ilim should always teach people in the house, do a docha, base kamteha. By the case of the cracks and crevices, by the Beis HaShechi. So first we have two makaris for the Indian of Chafifo, one is Ezra's Takono, one is Rava. What is Ezra's Takono? So the Torah starts off, Beis Shef is a little bit ma'arach in this question, Zamin Dafka Saira, we're here, or Zamin a whole entire guf over here, whole entire body, places, different times in Shas, he comes along and says Dafka Saira, brings different rights to it, look among the Rishonim. That's the Ikkadu Shadim go, the Rambam, the Ravid, the Eshkol, the Ramban, the Reyev, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Ritva, the Ram, the Muki Yosef. They pass in the Ikkar Sar, Asana Shani, Ben Shemaya, we're talking about the Torah, it says Rashi Shito. They point out in Rashi and say for Paradis HaGodol. He says it means the whole entire body. I mean, they got to learn the Sugyo about Bekama and Nida itself, not that way from Rashi. At least in Paradis HaGodol, Rashi says Aloha is. Means the whole entire body, and this is a Bahag this way, a Maksavitri, Rashbam. They say it means the whole entire body. So we have basically a Machlekes. What is Chafifa? Does mean the whole body, or Dafka, or here? The Sittai won't say, you say the Machlekes is Pirush Amilus Taish words. What does the word Chafifa mean? Once a Taina places the Rosh, understand Chafifa means Rechitza Rosh, washing the head. How about washing the body is the Loshon of Adocha. Masha Enkein, Rashi, the way he learns in Nozer, is lotion of greater, of rubbing and scratching. Therefore, you can rub your whole entire body, you can scratch your hair, separate with your fingers over here. Therefore, he learns the whole entire body over here. We have Machlokes. The Maisa, the Shach is very clear by us. He says, Askom Sapoiskim is like Toisvis. The Chafifa means Dafka, Chafifa of the Star. However, still is brought down. The Loch is, the Minik is, the Cholopakas, to wash your whole entire body. That means Kamlum, the Amban, and the Ran, they say, even though Chafifa means the case of Rosh, however, already with Zmana Gemara, the Gemara of Tamaches brings down that the Abba Mori Resh Galuso got to fight with his wife, even in those days, and the Maisim wanted to make Shalom, came along at night, the Shal was to do Chafifa at night, and he asked him, why not? Are you missing the Bokis? Are you missing the Avodim? You're missing over here the what to sit upon the Kli? Says the Ramban in the Ran, we see even Ms. Mana Gemara, the Minik was to wash the whole entire body. So it comes out, Be'ikr, there are really four things over here that's building the point of Chafifa. We have one, the Deraiso. We have one, Tikkunos Ezra. We have a third, Ravo. And we have fourth, the Minik. That means according to Tosafos and Roi Rishonim, the Din Deraiso is Iyun. The second level, I was saying Iyun means the whole entire body. And the Beis Yosef says, Samuel Chetfilo. The second thing is, you have to Chafifa, as a takono, the Shach says as comes a poiskim means dafki here. The third thing is Rava is doing adocha on the base of kamotim, on the base of shechi, and the fourth thing in minig already is mana gemara is rechitza kol agof. That means there are four things over here, and the mechaber brings down all four. We do iyun, chafifa on the rosh, base of kamotim, and washing the whole entire body. Agam according to Rashi, it's not that way. According to Rashi, but there are two things. There's only the din deraisa of Ian of the Guf, and there's aloha chafifa, the whole entire body. The question is, if so, what exactly is Rava coming to be Moshe over here, a base come down? For Tosis and the Rosh, brought down the base Yosef, who Rava the Kasha on Rashi's Mahalach over here. So one way how you can answer, this is the Tai wants to say, and the Taz and the Chmud and Neil, brought down Pesach Shuvah points out, that the idea of Rava saying, Dafka b'mayim base come down, the Sof of Rava is Dafka water and not Shah Mashkin. It's not coming to the act of Chafifa. Chafifa, that's already called a Gof. That's Ezra Takono. Rava, what he's saying? B'mayim. That's a Sof of Dafka water and not Shah Mashkin. That leaves Lichluch behind. But actually it comes out on the Hokkabiz Manazer, whether it's mitzvah minik shaboy or mitzvah rashi, we wash our whole entire body. That means, again, very clear, even though we pass galoch l'mais, like the shachas comes up, poiskim dafka the sar, the minik is the whole entire body over here. Now, when you say the case of sar, what does sar mean? Come on, the shach, sabgon aleph, he says sar means wherever you have sar upon your body. He says, ki going to beis ha-shechi, beis ha-ervo, those places, except on your head, you have to use a comb. And beis shechi, beis ha-ervo, you can even do mafasif b'yadayim, use your fingers to separate the hairs over there. So the shal is, the shach brings down two examples. Beis ha-shechi, beis ha-ervo. What about your eyebrows? Is he saying examples? And means even other cases? Or these are the two examples? The shach goes on further, brings down the ravon. The ravon says, Bein b'roish, bein b'shechi, and bein b'beis ha-torfoi. Saying, dafka these things? What about your eyelashes? What about your eyebrows over here? So the big shalom of the G'dol HaKoinim, the Shiva Tzion, the son of the Noi Yehuda, he comes and says, the Shach is giving examples. He says, even, he says examples, and dafka these examples, and not your eyebrows. Rabbi Yashiv says, that's how big can be paskin. So Hashem Nechoch Mazom says, for Karet. He says, these are examples, and other things. And therefore says, even your eyebrows, the Maisa also, you have to take your fingers, go through it, and make sure there's nothing stuck together. The Banish Chai goes this way, and the Hashem Malak to Mechosh this way. So come along again, the Shalom of the Sfarim, that even though we are saying the Loch is on the rest of the body to separate the Sarish with the fingers, the question is how far to take the concept, and the Arsham more tiny, even by your eyebrows, and even maybe by your eyelids. Now once we have this Loch of Chafifa and Iyun, the question is, are they two separate things at the end of the day? Look, once we have Chafifa, it entails inside that Iyun. That means come along the Taz, he wants to medayik pshat in the Torah, in the Mechaber. He says, Be'etzim, every time when you do Chafifa, where is Chafifa? Your entire body, that's Aaron Hogan I'm meeting today. Maybe in that has the case of Iyun. So I'll bring your rayo. Do Chafifa on your head. You can see what's going on in your head. Do Chafifa in your back. You can see what's going on in your back. Where's the Iyun over there? So he says, by default, every Chafifa has inside of it Iyun. And therefore, there's no special din of Iyun. In Chafifa has Iyun. Where the Parashim Menu explains, means of course doing Chafifa mitzad is to give chatzitza. That means of course you have kavono, not stami washing yourself. You do Chafifa mitzad is to give chatzitza over here. In every Chafifa, in it itself, he has a getter of Ian over here. Come to see the Tyro, and the Parashim is, he comes to disagree, he calls the Taz, says, not the way. He says, we have a loch of Chafifa, means to wash yourself, and then you have to kavono lahach is to an active Ian over here. It's not going one side or another. That means there's a. The question is, when do Chafifa, do you have Kavona Mamish or Chafifa in and of itself has inside of it the act of Iyun? To Shiloh. The Marikoyim wants a tiny of Be'etzim, they're not arguing. They're the same semantics upon the word. Be'etzim, how can you separate the two? Both saying the same idea over here. Chafifa has inside of Iyun, but the Pashas, there's Machlokes over here. But the Shulchan says they're certainly disagreeing. The Shiloh among the Swam, how exactly the Paskin, do you need an act physically of Iyun? Have Kavona for Iyun? Or in every Chafifa, you have an active Iyun over here. They do point out, we discussed the Simon's Kuf Tzadaches and Sif Yud Zayin, but in the case of putting on makeup, the Rosh and the Rashba, the Mechab Yigzal, the Maestro, and Makel. And there are two reasons among the Rishayim. Either Mitzad, you want no Yidir B'Kavano, or Mitzad is Chazusa that has no Mamoshes. The question that we spoke out is that each one by itself is enough. That means you have a pen mark. There's no Mamoshes there. Could it be Makel, but you have it? Well, once you went to the mikvah, well, no, you have to take it off. Which we're doing that way in the Taz over there, because Zeus and Mice is not a problem. Another way they point out is from our Taz. Our Taz is saying, what's the big deal if you check your back, you feel nothing there, Mishnah's idea yad, Chafifa has inside of it Iyun. What do you mean? Maybe you have a pen mark there. Maybe someone has to check your back to see if a mark there. So you see, another Ma'amokim, another Mekor, that Chazus has no Ma'amoshis, is not a Bayam Mitzad to give Chatzitzo. He's being very clear, you don't feel it, the mice is mutter. Now, people were asking me, when you look at the Sif over here, then hopefully everyone knows, you sit in the bathtub, you sit there half hour, get this man bedroom next time. We say the lock of the thing inside of the bathtub. Where's it brought down over here? So, Bicker, the Sefer, if you want to talk to this man in Parakeh, he goes through Bariches' question among the Rishonim. Says maybe there are rice from the different Rishonim, maybe the Sefer Ora, Sefer Pardes, or the Smag, or Sefer Chum, and others. But Be'ikr, they point out, it's not brought down. It's not in the Rambam, not in the Rosh, Nandirif. They don't bring that idea of singing Sarav and Batya. Of the Gerrit, come on, the Ramashik and Shuva says, read the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Vetishtoy. Read the Torah Vetishtoy. Vetishtoy means you pull wool on top of yourself. That you wash yourself. Does not say anything about singing Sarav and Batya. Therefore, Medinoy, every Sefer says, you do not need to sing inside the bathtub. You can sit by the water, put water on top of you, take a shower. Medina is not a problem. However, already Maram Brisk has a tshuva about it. He said it's ready mini klosher and klaisel kvarnogu since on the bathtub. And therefore, all the swarm, except for one, brings down the mini klaisel of vats in the bathtub. Different Lashonis how to say it over. The Sharon Surah Balocha says, in Lashon Seminig. The way how the Ravaza says, it's a mini klosher. The way the Chodeshani says it over, it's a mailo. The way the Marakoyin says it over, it's a mini toy. The way other swarm, it's a common practice. Different ways of saying over the lashon, but everyone says it's a vada that's a correct and hokus in the bathtub. However, they speak out, since it's not medinoi, let's say for health reasons you should not sit inside of a bathtub. Example, the doctor says your first 3 months of being pregnancy, sit inside hot water, not always that healthy. Let's say the bathtub is very dirty, you can't clean it. Let's say in a place there is no bathtub. In situations that, let's say you sit in a bathtub too long, your skin will get very soft. Shasha peeling over here. Send the Paiskim of Vada Medina. We do not see anywhere if it gets Medurik back there. As long as you wash yourself, that's enough. However, again, if you don't have any of these problems, the Mini Kosher, it clients all this Vada inside the bathtub.
Why is the bathtub?
Well, first, when you learn the Sugya by the scabs, it naturally softens it. That's clear. Also, just clean yourself. It certainly does clean you. What? You should do the mini kosher, yes. You should do the mini kosher, yes.
Does that mean you have to push the shower? Meaning, if you have a shower, you have to still go find a bathtub? Or a shower is okay?
No, again, you should do the mini kosher. If you have a reason not to. No, if you have two things in front of you, yeah, take a bath. You have a bath and a shower, you take a bath. That's possible.
Let's say you don't have a bath.
If you have no option, you're stuck in the Kalama. You go back to Medina. When you're stuck, right. When you're stuck, you go back to the Aloha. Stuck each one onto a situation. Meaning, yes, if you're in the shower and you want to know if you have to fill up a little bit and sit down inside the water in the shower, that's the only option, though, that you don't have to go do. I'm very happy I can hear you with the mask on. No, again, this is what we do. Kleisel, everyone knows, every Isha knows they have a bathtub, every Isha knows it's inside of it. That's what they do. That's not helpful. If you're stuck, that's something else. Oh, get this amount of myself next time. How long?
Do you just take a shower after
that? Yeah, no problem.
Do you have to take a shower after that?
Do you have to? We'll get to the where that's coming from. No, the bathtub should not be dirty. You should not get dirty from the bath.
Let's take a shower.
If you're dirty, you wash it off. Fine. Now, in the act of chafifa, so what do you do? Come with the mechaber and said, we comb my hair. Now, first, if you use a brush, so the losha of Yerushalayim is Masarek. Well, Berkut says the losha of Yerushalayim is Masarek, should use a comb and not a brush. Yishlodim, that's what he says. Now, when are you supposed to comb your hair? Can you comb your hair before you take the shower or after you take the shower? So come on, this the Tire of Oz, the Medaik Luz of Machaper, says the Vetishtim of Mayim Chabim, Beshaz Chfifa Masaro. He says you take the shower, you wash yourself, and then when the hair is wet, then you comb your hair. And therefore, said the Chokhmah Zodim, if you do not do that way, your hair is dry, and you comb here, any yitzidei chafifo. You're not yitzidei chafifo. So the Torah says, not knocking to where your hair is dry, yet make sure your hair is wet. All this form being down, the hair has to first be wet. However, the shell is how far to take the idea of this to the Torah. That means, let's say you washed your hair, that'd be physically wet, or it has to have the effect from it still that it was wet. That means you can have 10 minutes later, it's really quasi-dry, it's not tzvech and less latviach, but yet it still has the effect of being wet. So the way the Chodeshoni, Luavazo, the Bada Shukla, bring down, it still has to be wet mamish. If it's not wet mamish, you have a bayam to the Sugim Chafifa. The words of Shulchan Aruch is, you should wash your ear and do Chafifa at that moment. Your mamish has to be wet. The Bismar Aloha, Rabbi 4 says, he says, you read this entire and read the Chokh Mazodim, it's not clear that way. That's saying you have to wash your ear, it has the effect still there. Of course, it means 2 days later. It means that 20 minutes later, it still has the effect. And call me here, that almost is enough. It seems to be more than the notion she could do. They, anyway, within a half hour, there is a little wet, they should comb the hair at that moment. Let's say a person does not have a comb. Can you use your fingers? So the words of the Shach is negerti here, use a comb. The rest of the body can use your fingers. If you do not have a comb, come to Chok Mazadim, it says Tzorchin if you get to Chafifo. The Shach Torah says, B'shasat Chak, you know the option, yeah? The Mishpadei Ozeel says, I bring your right, you can't. The Gemara says, what to do Chafifo, we'll get to Bez Hashem. When it comes out that Friday night is the Mikvah. Says to do Chafifo on Friday night, you can't because you have to use a comb. It's a yesher. What do you mean yesher? Just use your fingers. Elamai, and using a comb, is it by Yabatan Sugiv Grazes. Elamai, it sounds like from the Gemara, the loch is that a fingers is not enough, you have to use a case of a comb. They want to say it's ma'ak of a comb. So there is a shiloh of Mazadim and the Tzarachin. The Svarim go back and forth. B'shas al chak is what to be Samechon if you do not have a case of a comb. The Gemara says, no, you're allowed to run your fingers through your hair on Shabbos. But it's the Gemara said by Chafifa, you cannot do it Friday night. It's Eafshir. What would be Eafshir? Just run your fingers through. Almighty, that's not enough. You have to use a case of a comb. On Shabbos? Yeah. There's no, you're not Meskavacha for Sleepo. Now that's Chafifa negate Isha. What about Chafifa negate a man? Does he have to Chafifa? The one that come up was the Geratos. So we learn the Sugya of Chatzitza. The first thing we discuss is Chatzitza negated to men also. We pointed out, Lachor, the different cases negated to a man. We had one, let's say, Balkari Minatoro. You want to go to the base of Mikdosh. There we brought down, the Rashi with the Ritva says, Chatzitza apply men and women equally. There's no difference. Negated to Tfilas Ezra that people do. Is the Alocha of Chatzitza, the Bialocha, the Sim Peches, brings down the Eshkol, says only for Wav to be Makbid. Let's say it's Mir or Makbid. There's no Bayam Chatzitza Tfilas Ezra. Araya, test Kabbal Meister works. Negeta Ervim Kippur, that everyone goes, brought down the Shulchan Aruch that way. So there, the Mishabura brings down the El Rabba, that brings down the Shlah, is Kemoy Nidila Baylo, and all Chatzitzas by a lady applies to the case of a man. That means every case of Mir or Makbid is a Bayah over there. We discuss Erev Yotif, we discuss Erev Shabbos. What the Lachas are, negate Chatzitza. What's the loch of the gate to Chafifa? The person, when he goes to Mikvah, Tfilas Ezra, Erev Yontif, Erev Yom Kippur, so you have to take his hair and comb it. So you have to make sure he does all the acts of Chafifa over here, spend a half hour, do all the acts over here, spend his man over here. So first I point out, the loch of the Gemara is, Ezra Takono, Te Isha Chafefes Vetefeles. The loch of the Gemara is an Isha. Therefore the Eshkol, Rishon says, Ezra was only misakin upon an Isha. The question is, why misakel only upon Isha? If this tefillah shayach to a man and chesidah applied to a man, that's also misakel upon the case of a man, the act of chafifo. What's the idea behind it? That would be the same question. Is all the lachs of chafifo applied to a man? The same clone. Now, maybe to ask another question. We're saying a lach of chafifo is beikir by the sar. I mean, the Torah chatzitzes are. Has to be a case of Makbid and Roiv. If it's one or the other, only Roiv or only Makbid, it's Rabbanon, Rabbi Yitzchak. It's neither, not both of them, Mais it's Mutter. Kimel Ezra Mesakin, act of Chafifa. Was Ezra Takono before Rabbi Yitzchak's memory of the idea of Roiv is a Bayah and Makbid is a Bayah? Pashas, Ezra was beforehand. And Ezra, by the time, by the second base of Mikdosh, Yitzchak's member of the Gzeret Chazal, who was afterwards. Kimel Ezra is Mesakin, the act of Chafifa. Why is Mesakin, the act of Chafifa? Says the Gemara, you might have knots inside your hair. So let's say you have knots. Let's say you have, the whole head is full of knots. So, we need Roiv Makbid. Is that Roiv upon your body? It's not Roiv, it's just your head over here. So, look where we can go back. Aloch and Simon Kuf Tadaches and Sefei. We know it's Machlikis Goinim versus the Rambam. If we look at the here as an entity by itself, separate from the guf, just like by the guf we say Reiv Makbid is Chatzitza Minatoro, we say by the here also Reiv Makbid is Chatzitza Minatoro. The Mechabal of Mice says Makbid is Machmer like the Goinim. However, the Rambam says no, your here is part of your body, and they have the whole entire body if there's Reiv Makbid is Chatzitza, otherwise it's not a Chatzitza. The question to ask upon the Rambam is according to him, why was Ezra Masak in the act of Chafifa for? So you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Kufta Deches Sifrei, when the Mechaba Paskins like the Goyinim, says the Goyinim over there on the page, Abunga Raya to the Goyinim. Our sugya, chafifa, es takono, it's a raya. Klor raya, that from our sugya, according to Rambam, why in the world should Ezra Masakna act of chafifa? Raya the graham. El Maigit, tell me, says the goyim, maybe it means a case where your body's 49%. And now you hear it's not right. Put together, you have a case of right. Besides, it's doichik that way. But the Gemara says first, maybe your bayam is nuts. Then the Gemara says inam mitzad the sugil chatzitzo. So you see, nuts in and of itself is a bayam mitzad the sugil chatzitzo. According to the Rambam, why is it a problem? Let you hear be full of nuts won't be an issue. But it's about kasha. Sorry. He says, first of all, not Mustavi, you worry about your body. He says more than that. He says, Gemara says two things. What's the body? He says, Gemara says, number one, nats. Number two, chatzitzo. So you see the nats in and of itself, the Gemara is saying is a problem. Not Mustavi, Mustavi, the entire body. Why is the problem, says the Goyim? The bomb kasha on the Rambam. So therefore, he passes, that's why the passes, it's not this way. Even if you want to say your Yitzchak was first, still also the Gzeru Gzeru, which I don't think he was first, still Gzeru Gzeru. To come to the Ursamech and the Surabiyah and Parag Dalet, he wants to tie in there first, as is Takonas, usually we know the Chazal make Gzeres, they're Siok Otodereises. He says first that Klal and Ezes Takonas would not mix up a Siok Otodereises. It's the words are, it's Takonas Heimim Moilim, why Akim Umo Velechayim Rishbacho? They're mitzad in their relationships. Not get divorced, have a good bond with them, have a relationship with them. Still bring your ayah. As is takona, one case is roichlam. Have a salesman traveling around. To have tachshitim, says the Gemara, shloi tiskan el baila. Stop, you want to have a good relationship. The Gemara says, oichl shum. Why? Mar bezera. The Gemara says, one tenth, the Kodesh tefillah, tefillah's Ezra. Why? Shloi te motzi eitim l'shem, like a tarnagol. The Gemara says, do wash your clothing, keep us over here. So we see that the konos over here of Ezra was not mitzad gesiyok of deraisa, but the konos were to have a good relationship between the husband and the wife. And this is what Ezra said was good for them. David wants to say that arsamech pshat in the sugya. The Gemara has a kasha. I how can you say a case of chiva is drabonon as takona ais deraisa? Says arsamech deraisa meaning it's a siyok otter deraisa. It says that the Gemara can't call lashon with deraisa. Right, Gemara says siog otter deraisa. How could that be? And for Gemara, no, after siog, that'll be ino be enough. However, the act of chafifa itself is a case of the rabbanon. Why? To make sure the isha once a month cleans herself well, make sure she is not kubir. It seems to be in those days that the goyim were not cleansing themselves. And here liyapush lekash noshi yisrael lekash level baleim lehem leteelas kima umo to have a good relationship husband and wife. That's why Ezra the Masakin, for hygiene reasons, once a month to be clean. Pelic idea. Pelic concept. But Ezra the Masakin, that seemed to be in this man of Ezra, the women were not that matched upon their body, and they seemed to be very dirty all the time, and they felt it was not healthy for the husband, they did not appreciate it that way, and they would seem to want to divorce their wives. Therefore, Ezra the Masakin, he mishpacha, eichel shum, the locha till it's Ezra, the locha be miskashit, reichlin, the locha also what once a month, do chafif over there. Therefore, is it any dafka in the case of an isha? This is very good why that kind of was what isha chafefes with the fellas. That's one could be a reason why dafka didn't have an isha. Boy says the chesed shloim in the sugin daf pei beis. He also wants a medayik losh of isha. You could say first of all the batch mem don't have long hair, but if they have long hair, we know the locha tzivva already. It comes out the ches. Is that when you have Zayon here stuck together, Niger to men, even the married, then the Akbado, Mashenking to women, when they're married, the Shulchan Aruch says, is Akbado, men are very makbid upon it. So it's kind of by law. Therefore, the Dakona of Ezra was daf in the case of an Isha. So therefore, there is one Mahalach out there, and the Kishchan Aruch also brings down, that the Dakona of Chafifa is dafka by an Isha, and not by the case of an Ish. Atzal Hasheni, Niger to the case of Tfilas Ezra, the Sefer Shari Tshuva, the Goinim, the Shari Tshuva, the Goinim, he comes along and says, Alochid by Tfilas Ezra, you have to chafifa at Tfelas. Word time in the Sefer, man, you have to a case of active chafifa over there. He says, you do have to chafifa. Mice again, if you go back to the Bialocha and Sim Peches, when you bring down the Eshkol, it says, Alochid negate chatzitzel by Tfilas Ezra, it's only the Loch of Roiv, not a case of Mira Makbet. Look up the Eshkol inside, he says, and also Loch is only Roiv. And you did not have to chafifa. That means the Bialacha is quoting Eshkol by Tfilas Ezra, you do not have to chafifa. And what's his reason, says Eshkol? What's chafifa for? Make sure you have no chatzitzes. Maisa, since you're allowed to have a case of Otteroiv, so we're not worried about it. That means once we pass him by Tfilas Ezra, we're not makbid upon chatzitza only until the case of Roiv, so why do chafifa? The chance of having chatzitza there is not mistavro. Again, we have to realize, Ezra's takkana was even the case of Roiv. But comes out in one time that by Tfilas Ezra, the Bialacha is being done in Eshkol, you do not need the act of chafifa. So come now first is a shalom devadik in the words of Gemara, Losh of Isha, Dakum Isha is chafifa, not by Ish, Aleph. By Tfilas Ezra, Shiloh, and the Bialacha is coming from the Eshkol. Eshkol says, there's no din of chafifa. What about Erev Yom Kippur? Erev Yom Kippur, again, Mishmur brings down, Nel Rab, the Shlo, Kmoit Nidil Abaylo, Kosh Baruch Hu Deklal Yisrael. So maybe now we have a get of an Isha over here. Kmoit Nidil Abaylo. So there is a Sefer Tanya, a Rishon Shmulei Leket, and the Eli Rabba brings down the Sefer Tanya, it says, do chafifa and tefila. A man does chafifa Erev Yom Kippur, and does tefila. And therefore, the Matar Ephraim, Sim Tov Reishvav, brings down chafifa. The Piskei Tshuva, Sim Kesefer, brings down, a person does chafifa. Maisa, all year round, I never comb my hair. Erev Yom Kippur is one time a year, comb my hair. Maisa, why not? Very simple thing to go do. My come on this one, my Taino, L'chora, Nidla Baila, and the Lach by Ishu do chafifa, do an act of chafifa. Now there is a Tila David that points out, the Cheshbon Shabbat, you should go do that. How will Loisi Noigim came, you don't go do that. So fine, there is a shalom here if a person should go do that or not. But again, if you want, because Yeshuva does bring down in Tafer Shvav, from, again, there's El Rabbi Kulit, the same Batanya, the Erevim Keeper, a person should do an act of chafifa. Beard is any place of a sign. Silachura, then you can say, like the Shach says, you use your fingers. Right? You know, I bow the fingers. Fine. Come up with a shuv over here, and it brings down that what's halacha negated to an act of a suffix. That means it causes one case of a shuv, a suffix of an iyun, a shalom and a raisa. Yeah, second case of a stuck of a chafifa, a case of drabonim. So we came across the idea of sveikis, it comes out of ches, a little bit of simple kulpe zayin. What's halacha negated to sveikis? At a Maisa this Thursday night, I got a call from an Isha that she had came back to the mikveh ready, she ate, and she had lichluch on the outside of her eye. The question was, from leftover mascara, makeup, what to go do? So I hope by now everyone knows the answer, very simple. Lacha in Las Simin, it's Zayin, outside the eye, whether it's lach, or yavish, should go back to the mikveh. So I send her back to the mikveh. I get a phone call from the mikveh, the balanit. She tells me that we know already, we've been to Shalat numerous times to Rabbanim, that the Metzias is that really the Lachluchus was inside the eye, the Lichluch was inside the eye, which goes inside the water, goes since this water affects the Lichluch inside the eye, Megalgel, it causes the Lichluch to come out and go into the outside of the eye. And the Ephraim was inside the eye. Inside the eye, what's a Lacha? So yes, the issue inside the eye was a Lach or Yavesh, yes, the Balanit, a small Arak. So no, of course, inside is Lach. So fine, says Lach, should be no problem. So I told her I never heard of this. None of the Rambam say it, where again is from. So Rambam said, where's Numus Rabbanim? This is what Reuben says. So I couldn't get a hold of Rav Reuben. I never heard this. Maestro, she said, I guess, how do you know? Maybe it was there before, maybe it was there afterwards. Do you know? Case of a Sofet B'Atzem. So first of all, a cloud, we're not Tzemech Balanitz. That's a cloud, everyone should know that, we're not Tzemech, saying Kedushim. Afterwards, I called up another Balanit, called up another Rav, they never heard such a thing. The worst case, or the best case scenario, is the case of a Sofek. Sofek Chatzitza, outside the eye, not sure when it got there, before or afterwards. Myself, I told the lady to go back, go do a tefillah. She wasn't too happy, but myself, I don't know what Balanit was talking about. Question, what's the luck of a Sofek? Sofek of a Chatzitza. You say the klal of the molekula or not? Basically, our piskei tshuva over here. So, first, the starting point you a person would say, "What's the bayah?" Semi in a makbid, let's say, "Sofek of the rabbanon." The Gemara in Beidav Gimel Bay says, "Sofek of the rabbanon, molekula." So every time you have a sofek, should be nice to be mekel. That should be your starting point. Nice to come with the piskei tshuva. We have two reasons, and come with the chayim say we have six reasons. Why not say the klal sof dov malukula? Therefore, it's balapachish. Everyone knows the klal sof dov malukula, but they don't learn the klalim of kuf yud or the paiskim. They say we don't always say that. There are numerous exceptions. We'll call them what to go say that. go through the six reasons why to be machmer. I'm trying to put things that we came across over this month together. First, come on the Pesach Tshuva, a question we have a Safka upon the Gerd Cheskes Isser. Isha, before she went to the mikvah, she was Tomei, a Cheskes Tumovir. Now the mikvah is coming to Matar her. What's a lachum? You have a Safka to Rabbonon, it's only Mina Makbid. But in the case of a Cheskes Isser, Safka Chafifa. Come on the Pesach Tshuva, again from the Nedib Yehuda, and said, that's to build upon the Sugin Erevin, Daf Laman Hei. There's a machloikis over there among the Tanoim, three different cheetahs, a shal among the Paiskim. The shal is, do we say the loch is Sogabon Lukula? That's how Lamaisa, the Issa Prichodish that's Makel this way. This is the Adhuda that Lamaisa passes this way, a crazy. Or if I can't, the Shach says, and how way Paiskim Paskin? No, Cheskis Issa overrides Sogabon. Lamaisa to be Machmovir. That's the Shach, the entire Bios goes this way, Chavdas passes this way. Well, the essence of the third sheet in between, how the Noyd Abud himself baskins, depends if it's Ikri Dereisa, Ikri Dabonim. If something's Ikri Dereisa, like the case of Nido, it will say, Echaskis Issa to be Machmer, Mash Enki, something's Ikri Dabonim, Bishalak and Basakim, well, Maisel will be Mekel. That's how the Orcha Shulchan went that way. That's how the Bada Shulchan says, Samech Bokam Atzerich. Maisel, they get the case of Nido, sign the Shach, Gwei Paiskim, sign the Noyd Abud, Ikri Dereisa. Maisa should be mach in the case of a cheskes iser. Therefore, come on the pesach tshuva here, and it means down that even though you have a stav chafifa, a case of the rabbanon, you have a cheskes iser. Maisa come on to be mach over here. So first, we have one reason why to mach by shel of the rabbanon and stavik is you have a cheskes iser. Now, the pesach tshuva here sent you to a taz and simen samach test by the case of melicha. Over there, the halacha is when you take a piece of meat in shchito, you have dam inside. You have to take the dam out. Let's say you do not take the dam out and you cook the meat with the dam inside. We paskin, Rebbe Shainim, dam shebishloi is only din drabonim. Let's say you're not sure you did an act of melicha. It's a sofer drabonim. What's that lachol? You say, you assume we did an act of, we say sofer drabonim kula or not. Come on the taz over there that the Pesach Tshuva is sending you to. Taz the Maisa is mekel. He says three reasons why to be mekel. One, he says sofer drabonim. Second, he says, the idea of Sirach HaNokat. Third, he says, Roiv is better than Chazoko. Focus on the first two reasons. First, he says, it's a Sof Drabonim. Let's be Michael. Look over there. Come on, Likus HaKesef. Again, we're down by the Pesach Tshuva over here. He says, Hakis HaKesef Sof Drabonim. In the case of a Cheskes Isser, there's Chazoko, there's Dam over there. Cheskes Isser beats out the case of Sof Drabonim. How do you answer the Taz? Says the Sitaria by us, the Taz in Lishitosoi, the Taz early in Simukos Adachas says, if you're not sure you have a little underneath your nails, you went to the mikvah, you come out, so the Taz the Maisi can't be Makel. Why be Makel? It's the only mean of Machbis of Dabon Lakulo. Back to Sitaria, the Maisi of the Cheskes Isser. Alamai, the Taz of Shita in Yerodea is, that the Cheskes Isser of Dabon Lamaisi can be Makel, like the Pichodosh. The Taz argues with the Shach. That means you have a fundamental machloikis taz and shach, and you have a cheskes iser versus sof drabonon in the hilchos nid over here. What the loch over here is, and the sitara ends off. The sitara lemaisa is the last sitara over here in hilchos nido. He says once I went through the whole hilchos nido, we have to ask one question: what's the loch of a case of a sofik? And he has pages and pages upon this question. Yes, if you want seven amudim, sitara is marked in this question. That's the end of our simon over here. He starts off saying the taz and shtosai. And only at the end, he ends off, however, that's a Taz in Yodeya, Taz in Arachayim Maisi with Chayzer. But actually, it comes out from what says, Machlik is Taz versus Shach, Cholpach is Yodeya, Cheskes Isser versus Sovda Bonon, the Shach to be Machmet Taz to be Mekel. Pesach Tshuva goes on further and says, even if we want to be Machmet by Cheskes Isser, we have the concept of a Sirach HaNokat. What's Sirach HaNokat? So it's common, the Gemara in Brachah says, the person says Kriya Shema. Not sure exactly what he's holding for the first parasha, the second parasha. In Shema, Bohim Shemaya, if your mouth naturally takes you to Laman Yiru Yamechem, you know you're holding by, you were holding by Bohim Shemaya. That means, however you act naturally, you flow naturally, that's the end note you're holding. You're standing somewhere and you go like this, you know you're holding by Slach Lonu, I'm not sure how you got there. You go like this, you know you're holding by Moedim, right? Your body naturally takes you somewhere. Everyone knows, you know, everyone goes home every day the same way, you don't know, your body naturally takes you that way. You don't have to focus on what you're doing over there. So the question is, the Isha goes to Batya, she sat there, did you do Chafifa not? For the past 20 years, she's been a chafifer. She naturally does these things. She goes through all the stages. She comes here, she cuts her nails, cleans everything out. So since she has a natural thing, way to take it that way, is that nichol nehetter of even though it's a cheskes iser, say, sirchen lochet, your body naturally took you that way.
Is that even after, let's say, the first time she did after pregnancy or something?
Oh, we'll get that. Very good. The Maaseh Kamal Pesach Shuvah says, "Leish lochet harbe." That's what the Taz said by Melicha. Kamal Leshachel with him by Melicha and says, "Ish lachalik." When Shema Vayim Shemoya naturally goes this way. But in the case of a tircha meruba salting something, you didn't realize, you forgot that you salted. Naturally, you put salt on both sides, this side, that side. Not sure exactly what you did. Tircha meruba, something takes a long time, hasty to guddle. You're not sure if you did or not. That you'll be making over here? So come on, the shachet was arguing the taz on the sugya sircha nokot, not saying the case of a hasty guddle. How do you answer that for the taz? So either you can answer that the Aruch HaShulchan says, boom, pekert. If it's a hasty guddle, you have a havmin, you didn't do it. But he did it. Fakert, Isaac Godel, you think maybe he did do it. But some he did do it then. If it's Isaac Godel, then you know he didn't do it. Fine. We slaughtered him. But even more than that, Kamal Piskachuman says, really depends. If you did not do any Malicha, it's Isaac Godel. But let's say you start doing the Malicha already. That should do one side of both sides. And luckily, you have to do Malicha on both sides. You start being Isaac and Isaac Godel. The question is, you flipped it over or not. That's all one act over here. Maybe that's Nichol Neged over here. Of one act that maybe that you did do. You went to them back to you, you started doing it. Maybe it's all one thing over here. That's not nichol in the bayam tzadasugyo of sirch and nokh of esek gadol. And even Piskashuv is not clear. Do we have a het over here tzadasugyo of chafifo? What is combing? Is that like flipping over the act over here of the salt? Or is it no, the two separate entities over here? But basically comes out, one reason to watch him machmer, question you have a het of sirch and nokhat, you have a cheskes iser versav gabonim, said Piskashuv and Maisa, there's a tzad over here to be machmer. A second reason why to be machmer, it gets itself to bottom. Again, we have the Gemara on Beah, Daf Gemara on Beah, where over there says that even though it's something about the Kula law, but let's say you have a Beitza, there was no of Yontif, Loch and Nichol the Sugyum Noilad. Therefore, it's also inside the Sugyum Muksa. Let's say you're not sure it was born on Yontif, not sure it was born on Shabbos, something about the Kula, says the Gemara, Dovishish Lartir, on Sunday be Mutter. So therefore, it's Muksa on Shabbos. Then one goes on even further. Let's say it's one egg that was born on Shabbos. It got mixed inside 1,000 other eggs. Let's say bottle beroy, bottle of aleph. So you want, no, I feel the aleph like bottle. Why dovjish the matirim? You want to dovjish matirim, number one, in teruvois. And number two, in the subdabal of kula, we are being machmas dovjish the matirim. Therefore, said the Pesach Shuvah by Oscar and the Noyni Biyuda. The question will be, if you did chafif or not, go back to the mikvah. Dovjish the matirim. Very simple. Go back to the mikvah, you wait to matir it, and therefore dichel dovish matirim, and take care of this problem. You would not say sabda bottom when you have a case of dovish matirim. A third reason, come on with the entire over here when he's matir from this question, says even if you want to argue the point, say cheskes iser, we would still be mekel sabda bottom, which he sounds like he wants to go this way. We have another klal, zikmor psachim and daf tes. Let's say you clean out your house with no chametz. Outside your house, you have 9 piles of chametz, 9 piles of matzah, 1 pile of chametz. An akva came and took out one thing and maybe went inside the house. Maybe ate it, maybe went inside the house. The loch is, you have to go do a bedikah again. Even if you did a case of bittul or a case of rabbanim. Maisel, why do a bedikah again for it? In fact, we shame him. Maisa Savdra Bonam, that's your makel over here. Says the Magi Mishnah Yisoid, brought down by the Beis Yosef, brought down by the Taz, brought down by the Mishnah Berurah. If the Chazal set up a Yalocha to do something for Makom Safek, I'm not sure inside the house of this Chomish there or not. If Chazal is mistaken something to do for Makom Safek, now even when you're not sure what happened, there's a Chiv over here inside the Safek Shavoy. Chazal said things to go do in Makom Safek to get a vaday. Chazal said go check your house, even though there's a Safek over here, nichol get a vaday. Chazal tell you, says you're tired, go do a bidiko, chafifa, go to an Ian, go check yourself, even though you're not sure if there's a chatzitza there or not. So they set up a Makom Safek. Once you set up a Makom Safek, the Avalach says you have to go and it has get a vaday, go and act a bidiko over here. Therefore, you're not sure you did chafifa or not. Says the Tariya Fimi Machmer, it's how they set up a Makom Safek, go do an act of Chafifa. It's the third reason. A fourth reason, do we do sevdabons lekulo lechatchila? Or only when you stuck? There's a mishabuah, for example, simatov peites, by hilchos sviras oimer. Over there, the ikka the poskim paskin sviras oimer is a dindu rabbonim. Machalikis by ikka that's paskin. Says the mishabuah, can a person lechatchila say a bracha sviras oimer ben ashmoshes? Says the mishabuah, mitaz, same shadow mechaber, lechatchila we do not do sevdabon lekulos. Wait! Wait 20 minutes, do a vada laila over here. We have no chaklal that we do not do lechatchila sevdabon lekulos. A 50 side, come on, Mishachin Klali Svekzveker, in Klali Ches, said, let's say Chazal made Isra Bonon mitzad a chshash of deraiso. For example, Dvinas Akum, my Torah is fine, it's only meat, you know, ain't a matzoi, not chosh for it. But Chazal was choshish, maybe in the Dvinas Akum, was inside of it, treif milk. And if it were choshish, mitzad it might be a deraiso inside over here. If there's a chshash deraiso, we give it a get of deraiso. And when there's a chashash of deraisa, a gam the whole din is derabbanon. Says the shach will give a get of deraisa. Says the balei shulchan sim kufiyot. The Rebbe Huda by us is against that. The Rebbe Huda here is saying the idea by chatzitza a suffix of chafiva lets me makele. What's the chashash over here? Chatzitza. The Gemara says oto deraisa a chashash of deraisa a roivu machbid. So it says the balei shulchan machloik is shach which the Rebbe Huda. What's a locha when something is otter the rice to give a get of a deraiso? That means shachl maisa if you want to be machmer. Bichodesh and Nedbid over here, the maisa wants to be makel. But comes out according to the shach, they have a subject in the chatzitzo, since the whole shash otter the rice, we have given a get of a deraiso. A sixth reason, the last plal place of Exfekin by Kuf Yud, the shach says you cannot say own stuff double kulas. Since it's only klal over here, people are confused what's going on over here, we cannot say the klal anymore. Which again, the oil not seem to go that way. That's not a klal. It's coming along, the people think that Moin Am, the Gerilim say, I'm not sure about Chatzitzas, very simple, Sabda Balon Kulo. Plus, you're making a mistake over here. There's six reasons why to be Machmer. Number one, Chaskas Sisser. Number two, Dovish Matirim. Number three, the whole Takanu was set up for Makam Savik. Number four, we did not say Sabda Balon Chatzkilo. Number five is the Chashash of the Raisa. And number six, we did not say Sabda Balon Kulo according to the Shach. Now, obviously, all six reasons not apply in all cases. Every case, you have to start clearing over here. But it's not that simple, just to be lax, solve it, let's be make over here. Now, once we have this clue, let's try to put everything together over here. We had a loch in Simukuf Sadaches and Sivzayin, in the case of Lif Shuba Ayin, dirt inside your eye. The question was that the case of Lataris, even the case of Labailo? Shach been done the way we showed with all the case of Lataris, they sell the colon of Shmaitzo. Or even the case Labailo. Come with the Shach over there and he says, Lamaiso, Istrabonon, a Drabonon Holochacha Makel. So Shach, what's the big deal? Let's be Makel, it's a Drabonon. So we have a Shach that says it's Klaus of Domalakulo. The Shach is in Zayin, he says, again, Lifl Shiba Ayin, let's be Makel, as Maskon is, Hechdi Efshua Makel, a Sub Domalakulo. So we have a Shach saying this already, Sub Domalakulo. What do you do with the Pesach Shuvah by us? What do you do with the Nadi Buda by us over here? Take it a step further. Let's ask a question. Come to Shuvah Siyakov. And we discuss what's the halacha by an Uman. Who has one job? The halacha is if you design the Maisa to be Mekel. Let's say an Uman has two jobs. It's a Sheikhet. And sells Shuman over here. The Gemara says, Iboy Tali Ifshuta. We saw the Magar Ram, the Kodam of the Paiskim. It says, Iboy Tali Ifshuta by Kesim, need a Maisa to be Machmer. So Shuvah Siyakov be Machmer. We have a Shach. Stavik Rabban Lukulo. Let's be Mekel by the case of a Stavik, by the case of Chatzitza, by the case of Uman. Shvus Yaakov, same Shana Shach, Stavik Rabban Lukulo. Take now the next stage. We had a look at Simcha Fei. Pesach Shuvah brought down that the Isha has a Tabas Shol Shaiva inside Oysa Mokum. The question was, if Bayam Sada Sugim Chatzitza or not? She has a ring of wax inside Oysa Mokum. The question was, is the Mokum Blua or Mokum Beis Astorim? Lua is not a chatzitza based storm, is a chatzitza. He's marach long pesach chuba over there. Derech agav, he brings down the Zichron Yosef. Zichron Yosef says, what's the big deal? The Shvus Yaakov, Savadam alakula. Let's be makel over here. It was Zichron Yosef, calling the Shvus Yaakov, calling the Shach, Savadam alakula, by case of chatzitzas. Says the pesach chuba over there, it's on Sivkofei. He says, on Sivkon Tezayin, how can the Zichron Yosef say this? We know the Lachayev, a cheskes is service of Dabonon. The Maisa must be Machmer. either Zuchin Yosef, Alamai must be equal like the Prichadosh, like the Taz, the whole by Cheskel Isser, and Sofda Bon, the Maisel be Makel. The Shach, Abadul, argue the Zuchin Yosef, and we pass like the Shach. Ad kam Pesach Shuvah. Now the Pesach Shuvah does say, I don't have the Zuchin Yosef in front of me. The obvious question is, let's analyze it. Pesach Shuvah is saying, Avadu gu macht bei Tapas shel Shaiva, asav da bonu, avad chaskes eser. Gez zichun Yosef, a god like the Prichadosh. Who is zichun Yosef quoting? Shvus Yaakov is quoting the Shach. So, obviously, like you write, I didn't have the same in front of me. Before would be a big problem, this question, how do we apply this call, asav da bonu, kulo by the case of Chatzitz or not? Who, there seems to be a steerous in Avona, what do with Apis Ketshuva over here? So, the Sitar himself, Maisa by us, is this question. He wants to answer that there's a difference in the game of the Shach by us and Sif Zayin, by the Lichl Shabayin, because it does not mean Asav Dabal Kula. It means, since Rashi, because it's Nasi Yothid, and Roy Vishonim, not like Rashi, it means let's be Mekum Mitzad Roy Vishonim. A little bit of Deichid, but that's the Loshim. Ta'agul Lishvus Yaakov. But the answer may be a different Malach. Masham is his question, Beish Shlomi is his question. And they get involved with a good cloud to know. And even though we're saying Cheskel Isser v'Sof Dabon and Lamaisa to be Machba like a Shach, that's what Ikna Boish can say. But let's say there really are two cases over here. There's Sofik, Machlikis in Din, then Machlikis in Shalit in Metzias, what's happening over here. But it's a Bas, we're not sure Metzias where it is, based on Storm or case of Mokum Lua. Then there's Shalit in Din in Halacha, Machlikis in Paiskim. So the Raid is a Prima Godom that points out with the Machlikis in Paiskim. So, when the place will make it 100% mutter, it's not a cheskes iser. The ones are being machmer, 100% being machmer. So, come on to Pima God of Mitainas, this whole shalal shach by cheskes iser versus of the abonon, only shalal metzias. Do you do chafifa, didn't do a chafifa? Is it a chatzitza, not a chatzitza? People machmer, not machmer. But we know exactly what's happening. A shalal among the halacha had a paskin, and that says the Marsham, that will say the klaus of the abonon kulo. That might still be Mekel over here. And that's what the Shach is saying on Siv Zayin, Sikoni Gimel, to be Mekel by Sovak plucked over here. With this, we can put the other Shachs together. If we go with this Mahalach, coming out, Maisa, Cheskes Isser, it more Machmel Sov Dabonon. Unless it's Sveke de Dinoi. Therefore, for example, we have the Shach, Sim Kuf Sad Ches, Siv Chofei. A Sovak, if it might say, he didn't eat in the whole entire body. Except you're missing out part of it. Not do an eon or bedikah on part of your body. The Shach speaks out, what's halacha? He says, Tulin l'chumro. Why tulin l'chumro? It's only a chfifa on part of the body. He says, it's in the Tari, you know why? You have a cheskes iser, v'sav d'abonon. The maestas be machmer. The ish shalom and metzias. Not shalom din. We have nocha shach, in kuf tzad ches and sif lam and sif chobo. The person was did not do eon. But afterwards he was Isik but Isamin on the base of Storim. Machlik Shavu the Rekeach, where the Mechaba had a Paskin, the Shach brought down the Rekeach, the Maisa to be Machmo there, arrived Maisa Rebbe. Maisa, why be Machmo for the Shal of a Miat, of a Drabonon? Says the Tari, know why? The Shal of Drabonon, if it has Islam, the Maisa to be Machmo. A case of a Docho with a hand, come on the Shach and says, we have Machlikis over here, Rambam Rosh, does it work, it doesn't work? L'shach l'maisa let's be machmer. Why be machmer? Shall we only do abonim? Only meat over there. So it's the Tara. It's a result of abonim. So you have a bunch of shachs that seem to be a little bit of a steer over here, which comes out to say one mahalach kol pachis. The cheskes is l'maisa overrides the subject of abonim l'maisa to be machmer. However, if you have a sveiki de dinoi, like the shachs to kon yigimol l'maisa, then it'll be mekel. So again, it comes out la'locha b'ikir the place can go like this piece of shuv over here. And say you have necheskes iser v'sav davon maisa to be machmer. The gam, those one kind of, that's not like the sheet of the taz. As the taz we had some simkut tzadeches, but a case when you might have a little underneath the nails over there. Now, one other point discussed, this is a very important thing he said over here in the Pesach Tshuva, he says we have a chum over here, a second reason again, he says cheskes iser, a second reason it's adov yishish l'matir. Then he was asking a question, a couple questions, the klal, adov yishish l'matir. There's a known sheet of the tzlach, but he says that what's halacha when you want it by davar yishish l'matirim? Is that doctor something that you can eat an egg? Why do we mach by the case of an egg by a beitzel? How many times can you eat an egg? One time. Rashi in Be'ah says, why do we mach by davar yishish l'matirim? what eats today be iser eats tomorrow be heter. But says it's slach, but let's say kisa muksa, you want to use it kli. I want to use it today and tomorrow. The Shabbos and next Shabbos. So I'm losing out my shtamshus. Is it lost right now? I want to use it a bunch of times. Says it's slach. As you said over here, when I lose out something, we do not say the klal darish shematir. By eating it, I'm going to do it one time. By shtamshus, there's no chum of darish shematir. We had the loch and simen kupay zayin. Come on, mechab over there, the ramah over there in sefei. Says, let's say a person has a sofik, if you have a makar in the makar or the stodim. Even if it's in the makar, maybe over there it's a makar, maybe it's not a makar. Says the ramah, let's say, make all sfeks fekal. We have loch and simen kupay zayin. We're not sure the dam in the base like kisa is from the man or from the lady. Even from the lady, where exactly it come from. Build upon the mission of the Gemara of Yasi, we'll make him tell us we're going to svek sveko. Svek the nachta svi, svek sveko. Don't reach the material. Wait 5 and 7 and then go to the mikvah. Don't reach the material. Says nachta svi, koin letzlach. I want to do tashmish now. I lose out my tashmish now. I'll do tashmish again 12 days later. So nachta svi is quoting a tzlach. Now, who's the Nachla Svi? Fiske Tshuva. Who's the Slach? The Lady Behuda. Who is saying over here, not say Dodi Shematirim by the case of Anido? Fiske Tshuva and the Lady Behuda. Who is saying if you say Dodi Shematirim by the case of Anido? Fiske Tshuva and the Lady Behuda. You said we got a problem. By the way, we have a big issue over here that we have. Do we say Dodi Shematirim by the case of Anido or not? The one says we don't, is the Lady Behuda. The one says we do, is the Lady Behuda. How do you put the two sugars together? The Pesach Shuvah brings down that we use the Darish Shematir. We have two reasons: the Chassid Isser, the Darish Shematir. As a effect, the Yudayala, the Marsham, the Beit Shloima, Chur. Do we say the Chumah Darish Shematir by the case of a Nido? So the Chur, the way to answer the Achrayim, they have different Lashonis. One way, the Marsham won't tell me Isser Kasha. Another time, he wants to answer. They want to Taino. Again, one way to say over Lashon, it's a short time. One time is saying to Aser, wait 5 and 7. Mashiach in here, go back to the mikvah. Maybe a little bit different lashon. Then I say go back to mikvah right now. Be easy going to mikvah. Not telling you to go wait. Not telling you to wait at all. Like right now, go to mikvah. You might take time to go there to do chafuf again, to undress, to do things. But right now, go to the mikvah. The Masham speaks out. But let's say the mikvah is closed. Echrami, that I want tashmish tonight. Maybe another lotion that Enchami, I can argue the point. I'm going to Tashmish right now. I want to Tashmish an hour later. I'll do twice. The Gemara says, one Bizarre to have a boy, you Tashmish twice at night. Instead of Halbusham, you're right. You Tashmish twice at night, do an hour later each one. You have to Tashmish at 12, no one, you Tashmish, no one, no two. Fine. But Enchami, if you end up losing out, Enchami, maybe you have a good time. I mean, the Chur, you have to realize that this idea of Dorish Shematir over in the Pesach Tshuva is not in the case of a Kesem. And therefore, maybe let's be Machm the Sovereign of a Kesem. And therefore, you have to wait 5 and 7. Because that you won't say the Chumad Dorish Shematir. Sovereign Machu would come from. That you won't say. Sovereign Chafifa. Sovereign Iyun. That Maisa, just go back to Mikvah. That you won't say the case of Dorish Shematir. Therefore, the course of the cases, they say, let's say you're Sovereign if you went to Mikvah not. Again, that the Bible says you do Yalav Machmer. Suffolk, if you did Iyun, Shalva Deraiso. That the Pesach Shuvah says the Bible also look to your Machmer. Suffolk in Chafifo, Aloch Lamaiso. That's the Shalva in the Pesach Shuvah. Maiso in the Behuda seems to want to be Michael. You have a specific hetim inside the Sugah of Sir Chanokat. Again, the Yash of this question, you want the Taino, we don't have a hetim Sir Chanokat. One time, let's say Isha just got married. Shona Rishayma. Sir Chanokat. She used to do the old act of chalifa. She has to have a laminated card over there. Sit down and follow the thing off and check it off over here. What exactly go do, right? So the ma'aseh, who said you had a hetter of sirchan nakat? Elamai, you married 20 years over here? Like plugging wants a taino. One of the hetter of sirchan nakat was not negated to everybody over here. Chiddush over here wants to argue on this. Like, you know, the ma'aseh wants to be machmer.
You always have the beginning of a habit. Habits always start somewhere, so what's the
Mulifa?
The first time you do Mulifa, Sirchanaka, it's the same thing.
This is good or Kasha. It could be the argument the whole story of Sirchanaka in certain cases. I'm not sure to answer it. It could be because every Isha, it could be like I say after 9 months, I mean, every Isha has this by a different stage of life. Depends, I'm not sure. Sorry?
Every day the rule comes out of the shower.
Not everyone comes here all the time. They don't care about gnats, you know. They come whatever, some do, some don't. Combing, actually, there's some place you want to be more make on the combing. Yeah, see, the Pesachuban is discussing clearly what his Sub Chafiva is discussing on by body washing. You're not clear what it is. But Maisa, the Bada Shulchan Pasal in the Buddha. Bada Shulchan Maisa says, we found in the Buddha, Sechonok the Maisa make on the Sub Chafiva here. Ask all Maisa make like the Buddha. Fine, Beshem on Wednesday will be Mamshuk Sepeis and Sepkimel. Just to get to the test, and we're having a test on our smicha, Beshem and this man. Negate to the Rabbanut. So they changed the date of the test. They're having it now on Gimel Cheshvin. They open up their to sign up today. You sign up today for the test. Anyone needs a Amlotza, I'll be happy to give it to them. And again, they also write on the website that since due to Corona, they're limiting the amount of people that can take the test, only up to 300 people. Whoever signs up first gets it, otherwise, due to the mask, they're not letting more people do that. So again, Kol HaKoydim, Zayichah.